People are pumped to react to the huge win last night by the Commanders. There's a new star in town. His name is Jaden Daniels. He has the Commanders off to a 2-1 start to their 2024 campaign. 800-636-1067 is the number.
That guy's going to have, eventually, so many national TV commercials because he just has that smile and that presence. And locally,
he's humble.
He's going to have every commercial.
He's down to earth.
And how great is it that he constantly defers? You know, you may not be a religious person, but he, you know, when they ask him afterwards, and he says, "Well, at first I give glory to God or whatever." You know, it couldn't happen without it, which I really appreciate. But even if you don't, he talks about. They asked him in the press conference about what does it mean to you, and he goes, "Mean to me, it means a lot to the team." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Team first.
Team first. He really.
He did want the ball though, because after the game they asked him, "Who's getting the ball? You or your offensive lineman
Who gets
his probably the only touchdown he'll ever have in his career?" And he's "That's my ball."
Yeah, I mean, he's the first NFL touchdown. Well, he has to get the ball.
Yeah, he gets the ball, but they're going to give him a game ball. Like a bunch of guys are getting game balls yesterday.
Trent Scott can get a game ball.
Right.
He's not getting the game ball.
Right.
That one's going on Jaden's mantle.
Right. It was like, he said, "This one's going to be an answer to a trivia question." He's like, "I want this ball."
Yeah. Right.
We're just executing at a high level. Good credit to my O-line, good credit to my receivers, my running backs, and most importantly, good credit to God.
Now I'm going to tell you something.
He's just a great kid. And Terry's a great, we got some character guys, man.
Hey, where are our blue Raz Terry Slurpees? Why hasn't somebody brought
them? Can you explain the bit? Because some people may not understand.
I can explain. Drab T-shirt had an awkward interaction with one Terry McLaurin in the 7-Eleven.
Right?
Like this past weekend near his house.
Yeah.
And he noted that Terry McLaurin was in front of him buying a blue raspberry Slurpee. As Drab approached him,
we're
going to
get Terry a Slurpee endorsement.
Yeah, you need the reporters to ask him about it.
Ask him about
if he's
the
Slurpee
blue
fan.
Yeah.
What's his favorite flavor?
Right.
Get him going.
Does he ever mix like Coca-Cola and the cherry one together?
If he's a Slurpee aficionado,
which I'm guessing he is,
everybody's done that.
Everyone mixes.
Which is it's a great combination.
I just want it on my resume that I'm Terry Slump Buster.
Yes.
I'm his good luck charm.
You get it.
I broke him out.
Yeah, you did.
He lives near you. He must.
Yeah, we're neighbors. You both have
Drab. I didn't know Drab lived in Creighton Farms.
Rich Drab over here.
I don't know where he lives.
Big time in
everybody. Look how jealous Lurch is.
Yeah.
I've never seen Terry around.
You have Luvu. Yeah. He has Terry.
You do live near Frankie Luvu.
I got Luvu.
I mean, that guy makes some plays on defense.
Luvu's my guy.
All right, so hold on. So we got a lot of requests here. And guys, you just got to work with us here, okay? Because we're on a little bit of a high. Play the music, Cakes.
Sure.
We need gift basket, not only ideas. We want you to come by the station and bring your stuff. Let's do it all week.
Sure.
Okay, and then the end of the week, we'll send it
gifts
to Poles.
For Ryan Poles.
Yeah, we need a really big
basket.
Right, so far, this is what
Caleb Williams.
Nail polish, pink phone with rhinestones. You get one of those.
Like, can we give him like a bedazzle kit?
Bedazzler
kit.
Sure.
I want to give him tissues so when he cries after losses,
okay,
he can have tissues.
Can do that.
Somebody called in.
Are
and
these
said,
gifts for both Caleb and for Ryan Poles?
Yeah, I guess.
So we're doing both.
Readers for Ryan Poles.
You can send the readers that you have.
I can send my readers. I need them, though. But he also might need them so he can read and watch the video a little clearer.
Yeah.
Troll gummies.
Troll gummies. Yeah.
Is that actually a brand?
Yes.
It's called Troll gummies.
Trolley, I believe. Is the name.
Somebody said that he likes them.
I believe he has his own signature Trolley gummy.
All right, so let's just send him some more.
Yep.
And then somebody said ginger beer. I don't know if I get that.
Well, he drinks.
He likes ginger beer.
He loves ginger beer. Drinks like 3 a day or something.
Wow.
Like that.
That's
and weird. Jason I like ginger
gotta
beer for my drink.
We're gonna find out what Ryan Poles likes to
the
drink.
Dark and stormy.
Did Poles go to BC?
He went to BC.
You throw a BC hat in there for him.
He went to Boston College.
Sure. Ryan running the show there now.
Sure. If you have other ideas, you know, hit us up, Junks Radio on Twitter.
Hey, you know what else we could throw in the basket?
Yeah.
A resume builder in case Caleb Williams is a big flop.
What's career.com?
Yeah, LinkedIn something.
Like, what are those? Yeah, what are those companies where you're looking for
like
work?
Indeed.
Yeah. Monster.
Yeah, Monster. Yeah. Monster 10 years ago, but sure, it's good for the bit.
Dude,
throw that in there.
God.
Oh, we're building a comedy pyramid.
A glass door.
Four.
That's the second biggest one, Glassdoor. That's actually said you can set and put it in the basket.
Hey, you know what? A key card.
Put it
new
in the
key, new key card.
Yeah, new key card. Oh, I love that. It's fantastic.
Now, I'm sure the Commanders coaching staff not going to be very happy with us.
Yeah, but are we on their payroll?
We're not. We're doing bits here, and we're you know we're trying to get numbers.
Right, of course.
Trying to get some numbies. Trying to get some ratings.
And Slurpees.
Hey, we gotta compose a letter too.
Yeah, I'll write a very nice thank you note.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Big thank you card.
Yeah, I mean,
Blue. Can someone please bring by blue raspberry Slurpees?
Yes.
Seven of them, please. We're all going to have Slurpees.
We're going to slurp Terry McLaurin all show long. All right. Slurp away.
No more 7-Eleven across the street.
I know. There's got to be one nearby.
Well, might not have wanted to buy them from that.
I'll be honest with you. I was scared every time I went in there.
That was a little dicey.
I wouldn't send anybody there to go get us blue raspberry Slurpees.
That's the scariest 7-Eleven I've ever been in my life. And I believe me, I've been in a million.
Yeah, I know you have.
It's crazy. It's only like a block from a police station.
It's gone.
That nobody cares.
They didn't care.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Sarah in Ashburn. Ladies first.
Hey, Sarah.
What's up?
Hi. How are you all?
Hello, Sarah.
Hey, what's up?
It was the first game where in a long time where you could see where everybody was together, even on the sidelines and everything. And I think, you know, part of the difference was our kicker versus their kicker that they showed. Hopefully that we have found somebody, and Daniel's found McLaren, which was great. I was yelling at the TV, scaring my dog about throw to McLaren, and he connected, it was fantastic. And it's only one game that they acted, but I think they're on the road.
They are on the road together. But they might want to leave a few guys on the defense on the road. Keep driving without them. All right, thank you, Sarah. Thank you. God bless you.
They had a couple sacks last night.
They did have two. Dorrance
you
Armstrong
did say get to, you said Dante Fowler get to the quarterback.
They combined for a half sack, Fowler and Armstrong, and the seventh rounder had a sack, Jean-Baptiste.
Yep.
Maybe it helped that they lost their starting tackle.
Yeah, the right tackle, his knee went out.
Because Baptiste basically took on that guy Mims, who's
too
humongous.
Too bad, so sad. Guys get hurt all the time.
I think they list Mims at 6'8", 380.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Pretty big fella.
So he gave him a little juke to the outside and went to the inside, and Mims didn't have a chance.
Jason, Drabby and Valdez's trainer, Cork, says get him a subscription to BetterHelp. That's what you do.
I do BetterHelp.
Right? Yeah. If you're like depressed, if you're feeling down.
You need to talk it out with people. Like therapy.
We'll do that.
100%. I got a BetterHelp spot coming up.
Right.
Yeah. You want some therapy, Mr. Ryan Poles?
Yeah, get it.
You know what?
We even should
put in an 8-pack of Surfsides.
Yeah.
So you can drink away your sorrows. Let's do that.
This could be the world's largest gift basket.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah,
we might need a crate. All right. Let's go to Sabah. Speaking of, Sabah.
Yes, sir, Junkies. You know, I disagree with you guys a lot, but I got a shout out. So I do want to chime in on one Jaden Daniels.
Greedy P1.
I just want to have an aside that I want to pay my respects to London Fletcher. He lost his wife yesterday.
That's awful, breast cancer.
So
yeah,
condolences to him. I treat breast cancer, so that's my big specialty. So I just want to shout out to him and his family, his three kids.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Now, going on to Jaden, I always said I don't want a quarterback who runs first. I want a throw-first quarterback who runs when he has to, like Patrick Mahomes does and Josh Allen, those guys. Mm-hmm. And I saw that last night. I saw a guy who, on his negative plays, on the plays where he missed people wide open running through, he still ran for 5 yards or ran for three or ran for two or got the first down. Yeah, he may have missed a big play here and there. That's why I give him an A, not an A+. But those third and fourth down conversions were money. It was very Heineke-esque to me. And I know y'all hate that guy. But I think this guy might be the answer.
That
pass to Terry reminded me of the Green Bay game. The pass, same exact spot on the field. And I'm just telling you, Terry's the real deal, guys. He just needed somebody to throw it to him. And this guy, Jaden, is playing with confidence. And I love the way Cliff Kingsbury is using him. My only worry is, obviously, injury. Secondly, is Cliff will be gone to Chicago next year because they won't blame Caleb. They'll blame the coaches because the media, the GM, and the owner, they're going to be right. They can't say it's Caleb's fault, just like they did with Bryce Young. He's on his third coach. It can't be the player's fault when you draft him that high. It's the coach's fault. Hmm. So I worry when Cliff Kingsbury goes, is Jaden Daniels going
to
be like hurt?
Well, if you're Kingsbury, why would you leave Jaden Daniels to go deal with Caleb Williams? Well,
head coaching position?
Money.
Okay. Head guy, okay. $50 million over 5 years.
I mean, come on.
If they're going to – I just don't –
Why
gonna,
does anybody
he's
go
gonna
to –
leap from coordinator to head coach in 1 year?
Possibly.
I know, I mean, he's
it's
got
possible.
Head coaching experience.
What if Jaden blows up? I mean, it's not – listen, that was a pretty good call by Sabah. I don't know her deal. Like, I know she's got a weird voice. I don't really know what she's trolled us about. But
she just loves her some Taylor Heineke.
That's like, what it was.
We went from Cliff having a doo-doo, no motion offense with a short pass
right,
to having a head coaching job in Chicago.
Let's pump the brakes here.
Look, he's still on probation for me, as I hated the first game so much.
Yeah,
in the first two quarters last week, but he's close to being off probation.
Bubble screen merchant to head coach.
He was using motion last night. He was throwing downfield. He was throwing the tackles.
The feathers in his cap are 26.3 points per game. That's fifth in the league. They're converting at 45% on third downs. Mm. That's sixth in the league. And they've racked up 360 yards per game. Sixth in the league.
Yep.
Those are the numbers for the
weapons.
Cliff Kingsbury offense. That
weapons.
That people love
to goof on. A man can't do that alone. A man can't do that
alone. He knows offense. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and he has weapons.
Of course.
The biggest weapon.
He's got a quarterback.
Daniels.
Let's not forget, incoming Cliff Kingsbury revenge game week 4 against
Jaden Daniels.
Don't forget
right now, and I don't know if this will continue for the whole year, but I suspect it'll be close to it. Right now, he averages one run for every two throws. He's only got 78 pass attempts on the season. Half of that is 38. That's how many rushing attempts he has.
I love it.
2-1.
I don't have any problem with that ratio.
Mr. Bickle is not happy. They got a 4 o'clock game Sunday. You're not happy about that.
I don't love those, but it helps me because I'm coming back from New York. I don't have to necessarily leave at 5 a.m. Let's go to Rick.
His legs are so. I know his passing was excellent last night. It was great, but his legs are so amazing on those short yardage plays that Cakes brings up the third down efficiency. You almost feel confident on a 3rd and 4 because you just figure, just get Jaden on the perimeter, right, and he's going to juke somebody, and he's going to get a first down.
If guys are covered, he's going to tuck it and run, and you have confidence he'll pick it up.
I mean, how many times do guys have him in their sights,
but
he just took one direction to the right and juked him to the left, and he was three yards. He gained 3 yards.
And then he also had, for the first time this year, he had the one where I think it was a linebacker, had to make a choice. Mm-hmm. He's like, do I go after Jaden Daniels or do I stay with my receiver? Yep. Went after Jaden, and Jaden just flipped a quick little pass. Boom, first down.
All right, I wanted to go to Rick, but we got John Kime coming up. So Rick, Chuck, Reggie, everybody else on hold, just stay there. Hold your horses.
Look at me, Reggie.
You know, go shave, go brush your teeth. You know, maybe a morning duty, and we'll get back to you.
Maybe go watch the highlights from last night's game and have a moment to yourself before you go to work.
Right.
I mean, you could do that, I guess.
I like that.
John Kahn's going to join us coming up at 7:40. Kevin Sheehan will join us at 8:20. Scheduled to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders on a triumphant Tuesday here on 106.7 The Fan.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.